I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Bridget.
How long have we been here?
How should I know?
It feels like forever.
A few long, long years, at the very least.
What do you think's going on down there? No one else showed up here, so are they, like, still alive?
I don't know.
Do you think they got rid of the demon?
I still don't know that, either.
You think they're...
For the last time, I don't know, Bridget. I don't know who's still alive, what the demon is doing, where anyone is, or if the King of fucking England still colour coordinates his Y-fronts with the rest of his bloody outfit. Just be quiet for a bit, all right? Please.
Fine.
Thank you. I couldn't have gone out with a bottle of gin in my hand instead of her throat, could I?
God, I'm like so bored, I might die all over again.
I wish you would. Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? It's not exactly been a picnic being stuck here with you either.
That's not what I meant.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there another way I should be taking your wish for me to die again?
There was a voice.
Yeah, yours, being rude.
Quiet, I'm trying to listen.
First time for everything.
Bridget!
Whatever. As if she's so easy to live with, be dead with. Thinks she's so much better than everyone. Well, I've got news for you, Gloria. See you next Tuesday. Finn's jacket. No idea why it was his favorite. It's so plain. I bet it's from, like, Goodwill. At least it doesn't have any of the housekeeper left on it. Maybe it's super comfy or something. It's been a long time since I got to try any new clothes on. I guess it's not like anyone would see me. Well, anyone matters anyway. I'm sure Finn wouldn't mind if I just put it on for a minute.
Wake up, Cassie, come on!
Finn?
Bridget!
Bridget?
Uncle Ned?
Bridget!
Gloria!
Hello? Is someone there? Angel lady? Hell, I'd even take the demon at this point. I know I heard someone. At least, I think I did. Perfect. First voice in ages that isn't Bridget's, and I can't even be sure it was real. So much for wishful thinking.
You are sweet.
I brought coffee. Shh. What are you? Oh, Rose, not again.
I knew I heard someone. I heard someone. I heard someone.
Gloria?
Bridget!
I knew that gate looked familiar. The park entrance across from... How did we get here?
You know where we are.
There's the newsstand, Dino's, the bodega, then that's...
Hey, wait up!
Wow.
Annabelle?
I knew it. This building is the Gloucester. I used to live here whenever I was 20 years old and trying to get on Broadway.
Was it always this empty?
No, I've never seen the city so quiet before.
That's because we're not in the city. Not really. It's more of the demon's games.
We're not in the present either. I haven't seen an ad for BlackBerry since, what, 2005? But check out that bus stop.
That was around the time I lived here.
So, why would he pick this place?
I don't know. It wasn't really a great time for me. I was broke, I couldn't get cast in anything, and I was living in a crappy apartment.
That's your answer, then. You were miserable, and now we've joined you.
Well, you know what they say about misery and company?
I guess we have to go in if we want to find the next page.
There's 15 floors. Where do we even start?
Probably the one you lived on.
That would have been...
Let me guess.
The 13th.
Because of course it is.
Well, it's not like I had a choice.
Okay. No big deal. We're just going to the 13th floor. In an abandoned apartment building. In the past. That a demon conjured. But, hey. It could be worse. He could have pulled up our MySpace pages. You know, Finn loved MySpace. He had a band page. And here.
We'll see him again, Cassie. Once we get the demon's name, we'll get out of here.
I hope you're right. Let's just do this then.
I'm telling you, I heard two women.
And I'm telling you, I heard Finn and my Uncle Ned. Tell her, Finn!
What is going on?
What was that about, Bridget?
You don't hear them?
No!
You have to speak up, Finn! Gloria can't hear you!
How hard did I hit my head?
It doesn't matter how loud he is, you absolute pancake. I can't hear him. It must be the jacket? It's a conduit or something?
Gloria says your jacket.
Gloria! Did you say my jacket?
Yeah, we found it here when we woke up. He was more excited to hear about his jacket than you.
Are you okay, Finn?
I don't know, Father. I think I hear dead people.
Do you mean to say that you're speaking to my niece right now?
Tell Uncle Ned I say hi. I'm okay. It's just like so totally boring here. Everything's all white and flat and just goes on, and Gloria is like the worst company.
I'm right here.
All she wants to do is sit around and mope. And it's really made this being dead thing so much harder than it has to be.
Oh my God.
You are. Can she hear me? Bridget. Thank the Almighty.
Hi, Ned. Tell him I hear him, Finn.
This isn't a social call. Stop talking about yourself and ask them how they are. Where are the girls? Are they all okay?
Stop being so pushy. I will. Whoa.
What? Did something happen?
When I closed my eyes, I saw them. Like, I was looking right at them. Annabelle, Cassie, they're just lying there. All lined up on the floor of... What is this? Some kind of cabin? I don't know, but they're not moving and their arms are folded over their chests. Are they okay? Finn? Finn!
Holy shit.
What is it?
Wave to Bridget, Father. I think she's seeing things through my eyes.
Crap. Gloria?
Yes, Bridget?
Who the hell was that?
It's just like I remember.
So the lighting's always been this yellow, huh? It really accents the, stains on the... Are they supposed to be white lilies?
It's what I could afford.
I'm sure it was... cozy. Cozy. The lamp on that table over there has a nice stained glass shade. If you ignore all the dust and spiderwebs.
It did the job.
We're not here to judge Annabelle's apartment, Bill. Watch your step. That looks... wet.
Oh, thanks. Ugh. What is it? Why is it so... ugh, gloopy?
Is there an elevator or stairs around here?
Yeah, just past the front desk.
You wouldn't happen to know that nice man sitting behind the bars at the desk, Annabelle?
There is something familiar about him, but he wasn't the super when I lived here.
Isn't he dressed a little nice for this? Not to say the building supers don't wear suits, or shouldn't wear suits, or have to dress any particular way. I just thought they also might do some maintenance and stuff. So it seems a bit,
weird. And Annabelle's right. He seems familiar.
Well. What do we have here? Welcome to the Gloucester, ladies. Looking for something?
No. No, I live here. We're just heading upstairs.
Were you now?
Yeah, we were. So move and let us by.
Oh, by all means. I'm not stopping you.
I swear I know him.
No, it's not me you need to worry about. It's just the residents here aren't too fond of strangers. Were they to see you, such a lovely assembly of young women, who's to say how they'd react? But don't allow a little thing like that to keep you from your Easter egg hunt.
Well, I'm a resident, so there shouldn't be any problems.
Ignore him, Annabelle. He's just a creep.
Are you, Miss Crow? Because last I checked, you were homeless. Lost everything in a blaze of glory.
How would he...
Oh, it's the demon, isn't it? Yep, it's the demon.
Why didn't we recognize him?
Because this is my world. You know what I want you to know. You see what I want you to see. You didn't think I was just going to let you run around all willy-nilly at the behest of my poor, forsaken sister, did you? I see everything.
Okay, so see this.
Careful, Miss Williams. She who cast the first stone, or table lamp in this case.
Miriam,
whoa!
Don't you ever get tired of flinging people across rooms?
No. This has been fun, ladies, but I'm afraid I'm needed elsewhere. Just want to check in and see how we were doing. Do remember what I said about the residents. They can be so... testy.
Grohul.
I think he's gone. Mariella, are you okay? Here. You should really leave the throwing things to me. My therapist says it can become a habit, and, well, I'm already a lost cause.
Ugh. I'll keep that in mind.
Easy, Mariella. Did you hit your head?
I hit my everything. Fucking Jedi mind trick bullshit.
Do you want to...
Don't even think about saying stay here while we go ahead.
Do you want to keep going, or did you need a minute?
Hey, look at us, learning not to even ask about splitting up. Our angel would be so proud.
If you're sure you're okay, then the elevator was down this hall.
Not to point out the obvious, but this hallway is going on for a pretty long time, isn't it?
Yeah, it should have been right around the corner, behind the desk.
It's the forest all over again. We were never going to get to the 13th floor.
We got out of there. We can get out of this. That demon only thinks he's in control. My last boyfriend did too, until I told his mother, who adored me, what a runny skid mark she'd raised and left him with nothing but a bunch of bills to remember me by.
So, you're going to tattle to the demon's mommy and charge our escape to his monster card? Accepted everywhere you don't want to be.
Well, I used an American Express with the boyfriend.
Oh, it's just... Did you just... I'm so proud.
We've officially been together for too long.
1303. 1303. 1303. Guys... All these apartments have the same number.
So it really is just more of the same shit he pulled in the forest.
Kind of. But this number...
The door behind us just opened.
I'd forgotten about this, but there was this guy who lived in 1303. A real weirdo. I had to go past his apartment to get downstairs, and he learned my schedule. He'd wait for me to go by, and he'd open his door and watch.
Did he ever do anything?
No, just watched. Sometimes I'd hear him breathing, like he was touching himself, but nothing else. I never said anything because I was afraid he would come out.
Okay, so maybe we just have to ignore it then. Focus on what we're doing and don't feed into it.
Good idea. There's a turn up ahead. We'll just round this corner and... Just what I expected. A whole nother hallway of 1303s.
Let's just do what Nadia said and ignore them. Heads held up, look straight ahead, don't stop.
Now two are open.
Ignore them. Think about the elevator.
Right. No missing the forest for the trees. Around another corner we go.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
I think I saw someone in that last doorway.
Maybe it's best we don't look back?
Come on, pick up the pace.
Stay calm. Just take the next turn.
Come on, come on!
The doors are opening wider every time we go around the corner.
We're supposed to be ignoring them.
Something pink is up ahead. In front of that door. Hey! It's my sock!
What do we think that means?
Don't stop, Kathy!
They're almost open halfway!
Something, something, living on a prayer.
We could certainly use a little divine intervention here.
Don't look. Just keep
Moving. That flag up ahead at the end of the hall, that wasn't there before, was it?
Home is where the heart and rolling pin is. That's, nice, I think.
Definitely wasn't there before. It has to be the angel's clue. Does it mean anything to you, Annabelle?
Not to rush you, but I just saw fingers curling around the doors behind us, and I don't think they look very human.
The home is where the heart is. I don't know. It's just a saying.
Oh, heart and rolling pin.
Mrs. Castellano! How could I forget her? She was this old lady in 1304 across the hall from the creeper. When she caught on to what he was doing, she ran out screaming in Italian and waving her rolling pin around. She told me if I ever had problems with him again, she and her church ladies would pay him a visit. He must have overheard because it was the last time he bothered me.
Everyone focus on 1304 as we go around the corner, like we did in the forest.
The numbers are back in order.
Okay, 1301, 02, 03. Hope you squeeze it so hard your dick pops. 1304! It worked!
Do we just go in?
I guess so.
It's empty.
Not entirely. There is an envelope on the floor. It's the next page. It says I.
So, L-I. Does the devil name demons, and do we know if he's a Zelda fan?
Really not thinking it's Link, Cass.
I wish you could give us more.
Okay, so we have our second letter. Now what?
There's only one exit.
I do not want to go back out there.
It's nice you think we have a choice. I like that optimism.
The sooner we head back out, the sooner we will get the next page. We've already got two letters. How long can a demon's name be?
Might as well just ask how this could get any worse. Fine. Okay, let's go.
I wonder why nothing came out of those doors to attack us.
We missed a shard over there.
Keep your voice down, they'll hear you.
We do hear you.
Didn't you say they already heard us? So what difference does it make?
You know that ignoring them sometimes breaks the connection. So if we just...
sit in silence, not moving, pretending we're not here. Like my parents have swung by for a surprise visit. Sorry, sweets, I've got things to do.
Only for a little while, just until they're gone.
No way. Last time we did it your way, we made monasteries with vows of silence seem like Woodstock.
Eve.
For a month, Rose. I can't live like that again. Just see what they want.
I'd listen to Eve if I were you. You know that scene in Ghost? The one where Patrick Swayze won't leave Whoopi Goldberg alone until she helps him? It's going to be like that. Except, instead of Swayze, you've got Bridget. And that's worse. Much, much worse.
Hello, Finn's here too. And my Uncle Ned. Well, not like here? No, I'm not talking to you, Finn. Don't worry about it. Anyway, we don't actually know where they are, but we've got this jacket. It's Finn's jacket. And when I put it on, I...
Fine. Just tell me what you want, but I probably can't help. I'm a medium. I just hear you guys sometimes, if you're stuck nearby. But it doesn't mean I've got any mystical powers or anything, so don't get any ideas.
Don't sell yourself short, Rosie. You can...
Right. We'll revisit that later, I'm sure. In the meantime, we need your help finding out where our friends are. They're in trouble.
All right. First things first. To establish the best connection, I need your names.
Gloria Smith.
Bridget Milson.
I'm Rose Crowder. My girlfriend Eve is with me. She's a paranormal researcher and assists me when I'm working.
Hi.
Ooh, Finn's a paranormal investigator. They should totally meet. Finn, there's someone you've got to meet. No, she's not a ghost.
Would you shut up and listen?
Hold on, Finn. Gloria is being a complete bee.
Hey, if you want my help, you better focus. Understand?
Yes.
Okay. Are you with them? Can you tell me anything about where they are?
Not exactly.
But we have the jacket.
The jacket?
It belonged to one of our friends, but ended up in whatever you want to call this place. Limbo, purgatory. We don't know how, but when wearing it, we can see through his eyes.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to visualize what you see very clearly. It won't work if you're distracted.
Best give me the jacket then, Bridge.
I don't think so. I was the one who put it on and figured this whole thing out. And it's Bridgette Glow.
I'm waiting.
Ugh, you're impossible. Okay, we'll do it this way. You keep your arm through one sleeve, and I'll put mine through the other. That way, we can hopefully both see.
This is so dumb. I've never felt closer to you, Gloria.
Don't get used to it, darling.
If you two are done... Okay, now, close your eyes and visualize.
You've been listening to episode 2, I Hear Dead People, of Calling Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. In order of appearance, Bridget is played by S.H. Cooper, Gloria by Gemma Amor, Rose by Aaron B. Lillis, Phineas by Dan Zapula, Father Ned by Justin McCarthy, Eve by Bonnie Calderwood Aspinwall, Annabelle by Desdemona Howard, Nadia by Charlotte Norup, Mariella by Victoria Wan, Cassie by Allison Brandt, and Lialga by Graham Rowett. Season 2 of Calling Darkness is written by S.H. Cooper and produced by Christina Menente.
Dialogue edited by Alexis Strope,
with music composed by Dan Zapula. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew, and find us on Twitter at Calling Darkness or on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for episode 3. Where all hope comes to die.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season 1, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season 1 was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to Season 1, we are thrilled to announce the launch of Season 2. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you, and let's make Season 2 even more memorable together.